Thank you, Mr. Chair. The UK welcomes this section and the approach that we're seeing in this room to make the important measures which ensure that throughout development, acquisition and adoption of capabilities and follow on from the measures in the previous section that speak of compliance and use. The UK agrees with the structural points made by the ICRC in terms of the overall obligations in respect to the performance of legal reviews and its technical provision, including the need for rigorous testing, evaluation, validation and verification. Going through this section as it's currently structured, the UK would suggest that we do the following. The UK would suggest that the term human operator might be unhelpful. If we're addressing the need for the commander to understand the weapon's performance, we're referring to a human user. Nevertheless, the need to understand the weapon's performance is a requirement that feeds into the manner in which the weapon is fielded and deployed. We would therefore propose the statement would be stronger if it read as the following, and I quote, we can send this to you later. States should ensure that rigorous testing and evaluation is conducted to ensure users and operators have a reliable expectation of how the weapon system will perform in the anticipated circumstances of its use. In regard to the conduct of legal reviews, we believe that we should ensure that the system in its specific design and expectation of performance is reviewed ahead of deployment. Therefore, we would propose to reflect it in the text as thus. Ahead of any deployment of laws, states should conduct legal reviews to understand the system or any modification to the system's capabilities and limitations, expected circumstances of use, and its anticipated effects in different circumstances. We would also be amenable to the suggestions to more closely reflect the nature of Article 36 in this section. Moving to paragraphs 3 and 4, we're not against the exclusion of the phrase unwanted from paragraph 3, as suggested by the high contracting parties. We're aware bias is going to be present in all systems, and the risk presented must be suitably mitigated, as appropriate to the context of use. However, we do know if the word unwanted is removed, we must then also remove the word possible. All data sets would contain elements of bias, so the term possible bias would be a mischaracterization and potentially confusing. We would also potentially favor a more active description of addressing bias, which we know will be present, rather than simply reviewing its presence. We'll review some wording as such and submit it to you. On the section on automation bias, the UK delegation is unclear on the necessity to link the concept of automation bias to the term unwanted, as automation bias is inherently a negative trait that should be considered unwanted. Automation bias is defined as the propensity for humans to favour suggestions from automated decision-making systems and to ignore contradictory information made without automation, even if it is correct. Context-appropriate human control should be applied at all times, and automation bias presents a risk to the maintenance of this. Thank you.